Now for our story. Tonight, Ben Calvert's big house was silent. Upstairs, the nursery Ben had provided for the baby boy, the child he'd believed to be his grandson, was empty. For only today, Ben had discovered how Kit had tricked him. Just a few hours ago, the baby had been given to his true mother, Lisa Fenner. But it was more than the absence of the baby's small cries which gave the house its somber atmosphere this evening. In his study, with the blinds drawn against the curious eyes of the townspeople, the room lit dimly by a single lamp, Ben sat brooding, alone. His angry eyes were fixed blankly on the empty fireplace, but his mind was turned inward, thinking of his daughter Kit, how she had cheated him, lied to him, made him a fool. His body stiff with the fury of these thoughts, Ben sat in the shadows. Then he roused vaguely, hearing the doorbell ring and voices in the hall. A moment later.
Good evening, Ben.
Oh, it's you, Farnsworth.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, sit down. I've been calling you.
Well, I imagine you'd want to see me. We're due for a post-mortem, aren't we? And by the way, this is certainly the proper place for it. All this gloom.
What do you expect? A celebration?
Well, hardly. Still, there's no point in your sitting here in the dark like this. A little light might help.
Well, turn them on.
Thanks, I will.
Turn them all on if you like.
There, that's a little better. How about a drink, Ben? I think you could use one.
Make one for yourself, Farnsworth. I'm all right.
Well, if you don't mind. This is one day in my career I shouldn't care to relive. I really think you should join me, Ben. No sense taking things so hard.
You can talk like that. It's not your funeral.
Oh, no? I hope you don't think I enjoyed myself this morning. Frankly, Ben, I'm mad. Good and mad.
You don't say.
Perhaps you've been too busy thinking about your own troubles. Think of the position I'm in. I hate to think of what a ribbing I'll take when I get back to the city. I look like the world's prize fathead. Fighting for custody. Finding out the child belongs to someone else entirely.
Never mind. You don't need to remind me. How could she?
Well, you seem to be thinking only of your side of it. I think it's time you remembered mine.
Yours? You lost a case, that's all. But I've... Kit's made a fool of me. Good Lord, Farnsworth, think of it. My standing in this community. My personal dignity. Everything. All gone. And by my own daughter.
She certainly took you down the line, Ben.
Well, don't think for a minute. I'm going to let her get away with it. I'll take care of Kit, Farnsworth. You can bank on that.
She's in for a lot of trouble, I'm afraid. Judge Willoughby said he intends to cite her for perjury, and he'll do it. Yes, she's in plenty of trouble, Ben.
That's an understatement.
But if you think I'm going to handle the case, you're way off. I wouldn't lift a finger to help your daughter.
She's not my daughter.
I beg your pardon?
She's no daughter of mine. I'm through with her completely.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Ben. I know she's made you look rather silly, but that'll blow over. Actually, when you come right down to it, she's hurt herself more than anybody else.
She's not my daughter. I'm through, I tell you. Enough's enough. I've taken all I'm going to from Kit.
Aren't you being a trifle melodramatic?
No. It's the last time. I've done my best for that girl ever since she was born. This is my thanks.
Well, it's your affair, of course. Then, after all, you're a father.
Worse luck.
Well, now, you mustn't take that attitude. It's, well, unnatural.
All right. I'm unnatural. But what kind of a daughter is she? When I think of the years I've spent, the time and money, to have her pull a stunt like this, deceive me.
Well, most parents usually feel a sense of responsibility for their children's mistakes. After all, a child is a product of his upbringing, Ben, at least to some extent.
You're being insulting, Farnsworth.
I was merely suggesting that... but tell me, I'm curious. What does Kit have to say about this? What kind of justification does she have?
There couldn't be any. What reason could a girl have for doing what Kit's done? What possible reason? Why, she's ruined me in this town.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's that bad. You're in pretty solid, I should think. A little gossip for a while.
A little gossip. I can hear them right now going a mile a minute. It's what they've always wanted, and now they've got it.
Well, I can see it's no use talking to you now. I'm leaving in the morning, but I'll stop by and give that young woman a few pointers on how to treat a reputable attorney.
What's that?
I said I'll be running along now. I'll talk to Kit in the morning.
She's not here. She's gone.
Gone?
Yes, and I'm glad. I hope I never see her again or hear of her. I'm going to forget I ever had a daughter.
But where is she? Where'd she go?
I don't know.
You mean she just packed up, cleared out?
My wife looked over her things. She didn't take anything with her.
That's strange. Ben, you don't think she... Well, that is, Kit wouldn't do anything rash, would she?
I don't give a hang what becomes of her. But wherever she is, I hope she has enough conscience left to be suffering some of the torture for what she's done to me.
And a few hours later, in an auto court on the highway which led south, Kit Calvert lay across the bed, her face alternately in light and shadow as a neon sign flashed on and off outside the window. On and off. On and off. With a monotonous repetition which matches her thoughts.
This dreary place. The wind. Perhaps I should go on. Oh, what difference does it make where I am? At least I'm out of that house, that town, away from Dad. Dad. I know what he's thinking tonight. But I'm safe now. He'll never find me. I have money. I don't have to go back there, ever. Well, Lisa won after all. And it's Dad's fault. Everything that ever happened to me is his fault. But he'll go on, tearing people apart, taking what he wants. And I'm here. Nobody to turn to. There's no one. Not a single person who cares what happens to me. Why should it be I? Why do I have to pay? It's Dad's doing. Everything. That sign. Why don't they shut it off? It's like water dripping. A window banging. On and off. On and off. How crazy if it doesn't stop. If I could only sleep. See all their faces. Little Peggy Douglas. Where you got Bill now, Peggy? And Lisa with the baby. Everyone happy. Everyone but me. Nowhere to go. No one to turn to. And yet, there might be just one. Yes, just one.
Yes, Kit. Perhaps for the first time in your life, you sense how utterly alone your own selfishness has made you. But I wonder if you've learned that you can't play the game the way you've been playing it and win. Because already in your mind, you've found an excuse to justify yourself. Your father. But no matter how he may have failed you, Kit, a great deal of guilt is still your own. A guilt for which you may yet pay in full.